You're in tune to KDWA FM 97.7 AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of In Depth. We have in our studios today Hastings Family Service Executive Director Chris Cope and Kelly Carter Development Assistant. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you,
Dan.
And this segment, we're going to talk about just two things: Minnesota Food Share and Hastings Tasting. I remember some of the first meetings getting that started. That's been around how many years now?
We are going to be celebrating our 25th anniversary this year.
Yeah.
So 25 years.
Yeah. It's crazy. And so you probably remember the first one. Were you on the board about that time?
I do. Dan? That was, toward the end of my, board. Yeah.
We used to do that event in September.
Yes.
And I remember I remember attending myself because I worked somewhere else, and that was our Christmas party. And I went. The staff and I all went to the Casey Hall for the Hastings Tastings, and it was a great event then. And so it's just continued to get better. And so
it has. It's really evolved into quite the event. You are correct.
Yeah, and one of the exciting things is we have some new restaurants this year, and couple other new things with our 25th anniversary. I'll let Kelly kind of talk about that.
Sure. We have a lot of the same ones coming back, which is fantastic. We do have M&H is joining us this year. And
we know Dan and Barb love the chicken. So
a lot of people in town
do.
See, I go back when M&H was a burger place in Hastings.
I remember that.
And there was no other burger place, and that place was a gathering place for anybody in Hastings, us kids growing up.
Yeah.
You'd go to M&H to get a hamburger or chicken
and
find out what was going on in town that night.
Exactly.
That was kind of a kid's thing.
Well, and I think it's a hangout today for many people who drink coffee there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was. I remember being one of hundreds of kids hanging out there, and away you'd go then. You know, everybody'd eat and but what a great place. And I always wondered, and people will reminisce on our shopping show about why they don't serve those hamburgers. They had the best hamburgers in town.
Wow. Huh. Well, maybe after doing their debut at the Hastings Tastings, we can maybe get them to, I mean, they have an expansive menu. They really do. I don't know if they have a grill. So,
yeah. Me and Julio's is another one that will be joining us this year. And then Froth and Cork is a new place that it has not even opened yet. And that is the Old Elm Beauty Salon. And so Corey has agreed to come bring some refreshments for us. So we're excited to have a few new
refreshments for any age.
Yes. Yes.
And the great thing about that opportunity for Corey, and the same opportunity happened before the Onion opened and before Lock and Dam opened. They debuted at the Hastings Tastings before their doors had even opened, and ended up coming back as the People's Choice Award winners in both occasions that happened. And so our restaurant seat is a really wonderful opportunity to get in front of 400 and some people, and possibly maybe some folks have never been to those locations or may not have even considered, but the Hastings Tastings helps them pique their interest, so it's really kind of fun.
Right. Or if there's a place that you haven't been to in a while, I know, like, last year I, sampled some food from the Beer Stube, and I hadn't been there in a long time. I'm like, gosh, we got to go back there. They have delicious food. So it's like Chris said, it is a good way for these restaurants to get out in front of a lot of people and share your specialty items and just talk about your establishment and get people to come in. So
yeah, so it's a fun event, March 30th. You can get tickets online, or you can get tickets
at Cub Foods, Coborn's, the YMCA, or down at Hastings Family Service. And they are $35 in advance and then $40 at the door.
Okay. So what are the times on that?
It runs from 5:30 to 8:00, and it is held at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton in the social hall.
Mm-hmm.
Same as last year.
How many restaurants do you expect this year?
We typically get about 18 to 20 restaurants. We do have a few more openings, so if there is a restaurant that would like to learn more about it, they can certainly give me a call or email me at kellycarter@hastingsfamilyservice.org, and I'd be happy to come visit with you or provide some additional information.
Yeah, and we'll have, it's such a fun evening. Yep. I think everybody that comes, Dan, you and Barb have come for years. It's just a fun celebration. We have a wonderful silent auction, and we're still accepting silent auction gifts right now, or items right now, and maybe Kelly can talk about a few of the things we have.
Great. We have Arboretum tickets. We have tickets from, or certificates from places like Mac Magoon here in town, Downtown Tire, Hastings Auto, Rio Grooming School, Spyro Brewery, Quaint and Quirky. We also have certificates and coupons for Crayola Experience, and then wristbands for Nickelodeon Universe at the Mall of America, movie theater tickets, Timberwolves. Alexis Bailey has donated a wine membership for a year. So
wow, and those are all, those are fun.
Yeah,
they are. I've had one before. It's a great date night with your husband.
We have sporting events like the Timberwolves, St. Paul Saints. So a lot of fun things. And so we have some volunteers that have agreed to put together some beautiful baskets for us. And so there will be some great silent auction items.
Okay. Yeah, and we also have a wonderful raffle that is kind of fun.
Yeah, we have a wall of wine raffle that is approximately 20 bottles of wine, and then we have 99 bottles of beer, bottles or cans of beer, and so those will raffle off throughout the evening, and then we a lot of the restaurants will donate a gift certificate or two, and so then we do a restaurant raffle, and so you have a chance to win a gift certificate to one of the restaurants that is participating at the event. So,
yeah, and we're really honored because this year, again, we have two lead sponsors. Our friends at Merchants Bank are doing a sponsor, as well as the Modern Woodman Fraternal Financial. And so we really appreciate that because that kind of offsets the cost of the administration and putting on the event and allows us to make this a great fundraiser. Mm-hmm.
I think it's one of the social gatherings of the year.
Well, thank you.
I really do. Because you're exactly right. It's so fun to check out all the restaurants.
It is.
To see the silent auction items and just to talk with the people.
Exactly. It is. It's just it's a fun evening. I have so much fun talking that I don't ever get to eat. So, so every year I think last year I might have actually gone around with a plate and then just put it off in the back in the fridge because about 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, Kelly and I and the rest of the staff, we're tired. And we just need to sit down. And so that's when I get to eat. And so
There is some fantastic food there.
Yes.
We're also lucky to have Randy Berg. He has agreed from Calvary Church. He has agreed to play the piano again for us for some entertainment. And then Hastings Public House has agreed to do our cash bar, and Nicole is dreaming up a 25th anniversary cocktail. Not sure what that is yet, but so that will be fun. We're going to add some fun elements this year because it is the 25th, so there'll be a few new things.
Yeah. So
now, on average, about how many people, I mean, just to paint a picture here, how many people attend that event each year? Just an average.
I'd say at least 350-ish. Yeah, right around 350.
That's a fun gathering. Mm-hmm.
That is a fun gathering. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and 350 really fun people.
Yes. Well, maybe some of us aren't very fun, but it's fun to go to it.
Yeah, no, it really is. It's
a blast. And it's, like I say, one of the social events of the year.
It is. Mm-hmm. Really fun.
You're listening to KDWA's In-Depth program. Our guest today, Chris Cope, Executive Director of Hastings Family Service, Kelly Carter, Development Assistant at Hastings Family Service. So again, March 30th, details?
March 30th, 5:30 to 8 at C's.
And get those tickets online?
Yep, you can get them online. You can go to our website, and there will be a link for Hastings Tastings, and then you can buy your tickets. Or you can go to Coborn's. Cub Foods or the YMCA, or you can come down to Hastings Family Service and come to the donation center desk, and you can buy your tickets there.
Yep. One of the events of the year. You miss it,
don't
folks.
Miss it.
You miss it, and you've really missed an event.
That's right. It's always fun.
You bet. Minnesota Food Share Month.
Yeah.
And the money that goes from comes from Hastings Tastings.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Tell us what could happen with that.
That's right. Every dollar and every pound of food that we raise during the month of March through April 12th is proportionally matched by Minnesota Food Share. And right now, there are about 300 food shelves that are participating in this campaign. And the folks at Minnesota Food Share have been busy raising corporate dollars to help help raise that those matching funds. So the more money and the more pounds that we raise, the higher portion of those corporate dollars we receive. And so this community continues to always deliver during March. It's a big part of our calendar. We raise about almost 20% of our annual operating budget during the month of March. And the amount of food that comes in is the largest poundage of food that we get in any other month throughout mm-hmm. the year. Mm-hmm. And what that food does is we have a menu that our food shelf director, Mary Kochek, is ordering food from all of our sources and to ensure we have this menu. But when a food drive happens or a month like Minnesota Food Share, we get in things that might not fall within that menu. And so it just provides some options and some alternatives and just some fun extra snacks and extra things that might not be on the menu. So it just kind of adds more variety to what we're currently giving out. And so we're really grateful for all the wonderful people that have joined us. And right now you can go to our website and you can click on our Get Involved tab. And from there you click onto our Ways to Give, and there's a Minnesota Food Share page. And what that'll do is take you to all the different ways that you could potentially get you or your business involved, or your faith community or your neighborhood, or even you and your kids might want to think about how is it that you might, thank you, she's directing me to this very easy to find, different ways that you might be able to put on a food drive of your own. And so you can actually register your campaign right on our website by joining the Citywide Food Fight. And there's a place where you can put all your information down, and then you can decide, are you going to hold a food or fun drive, or are you going to engage your employees and ask them to, maybe they pay to wear denim jeans on Fridays, or maybe they have some kind of a department competition to raise food, or Kelly, can you think of other ways that folks have done things?
Classes have done penny wars, or even like church youth groups have collected coins. Spiral Co-op right now, they're doing a roundup. And so you can round up when you make a purchase, you can round up, and then that extra would come to us. Alina just did a food drive. And then during the month of February, they did like these Valentine grams, and you could buy one for a dollar. And so all of those proceeds, they donated to us. It was $314. And then they dropped off yesterday 286 pounds of food. So that was a great start.
On March 2nd. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, let's, if you can, approximately. So if somebody drops off, say, 100 pounds of food, mm-hmm. what is the match on that with Minnesota Food Share? Just to paint a picture for our audience on how important that is.
Yeah, it's kind of, I'm trying to.
I mean, about. Let's see. You know, we're not saying it's exactly, but if you, say, raise $100 worth of money or food, do you get $110 back or $150?
Yeah, I think it varies. It depends on how much we've collected and how many
people we serve. There's kind of an equation, a ratio equation they use. So it's I wish I could answer that question specifically. Okay. We actually don't get the match until about June. Is mm-hmm. that when it comes?
Okay.
Yeah. So it's kind of hard to hard to put it in tangible numbers, I guess.
Okay.
So, Yeah, so it is. But, you know, we just appreciate all the different businesses and folks that are creative about it. A lot of churches do a Pack the Pews event and make it a really tangible thing where all of the parishioners and members can see, you know, physically that the pew and the first three rows are all packed with food. Yeah.
Oh, right.
And over the years, there's been all kinds of creative ways that different groups have gotten involved. And it's a great way to get your kids involved as well, too.
Do you know how many events about take place during this Minnesota Food Share Month?
We are aware of several of them right now, but there are so many that they just stop in and say, oh, we did this collection for you. There's so many we don't know about. But one, First Presbyterian is doing, they do a concert series, and that's on March 29th at 3 p.m., and it's free. And Double Down Daredevil, it's a bluegrass band, is performing. And then they'll do a free will offering at the end of that, and then they'll donate that to Hastings Family Service. We are doing a taproom takeover at Spiral Brewery on March 12th from 5 to 7. And every dollar of beer purchased will be donated to Hastings Family Service. And that then is all proportionately matched because it's falling during Minnesota Food Share. C's School, fifth graders are doing a big collection. Calvary Church, St. Philip's, DCA Title. So we've been notified of a fair amount. But like I said, it just happens in this community.
Yeah, Blue Cross Blue Shield does a huge campaign every year, and we get thousands of dollars, and it's all employee-driven and pounds of food as well. So please put your heads together. It's early in the month, and think about, you know, what's maybe one thing that you and your neighborhood or your church—
or just your family.
Or just your family could do to potentially make a difference and help us to have a successful March campaign.
Okay. Well, Chris, I want to thank you. Chris Cope, Executive Director of Hastings Family Service. Kelly Carter, Development Assistant. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
You've been listening to KDWA's In-Depth on AM 1460, KDWA, FM 97.7 in Hastings.